Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, Pat, this weekend, this environment, we bought in, the church has bought in to the world's way of doing things, and we begin to promote men's philosophies and concepts, and we talk about them, knowing they're in contradiction to what God says, as if we're going to get a better result than God said that we would. And in today's, wisdom moment is Proverbs, 13:18. It says, "He who ignores discipline comes to poverty and shame, but whoever heeds correction is honored." And then verse 24 in Proverbs 13, because it's the 13th of the month, while we're there, "He who spares the rod hates," think about that, "hates his son." Think about it. This is God, right? "He who spares the rod hates his son, and he who loves him is careful to discipline him." And we've gone so far, outside of that. And we're wondering why it's flipping. This whole nation's flipping, and the church is flipping, and marriage is flipping. It's upside down,
Right.
And our brother Creflo Dollar, a father who is telling his daughter that because of her low grades, she cannot go to a party. Next thing you know, he's being arrested because she calls the law enforcement. Matter of fact, let's just listen to CBN News. We're going to talk about this today.
Megachurch pastor Creflo Dollar denies charges he punched and choked his 15-year-old daughter. Dollar told members of his church in Atlanta the allegations were nothing but exaggeration and sensationalism. He says he should have never been arrested. Police arrested Dollar Friday and charged him with misdemeanor counts of simple battery and cruelty to children after his daughter called 911. A police report says the girl and her father argued when he told her she couldn't attend a party. The girl told a deputy that her father then hit and choked her. Dollar assured his congregation that all is well in the Dollar household.
Well, I had a chance to listen to the police 911 call. And it's just a child that's not getting their way. And we have to stop. Believing what this world system says about our brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? We got to stand with them. At some point, we got to say, God's way of raising children's right. And realize, because you start talking to people and people say, well, you talk to the police officer, for example, and they look at you and they go, well, you're absolutely right. But they say, but my hands are tied. And then they go ahead and arrest the father or arrest the mother for doing what's right. And then they go to the court system or the attorneys, and the attorneys say, well, you're right, but my hands are tied. And then they go to the judge, and the judge says, you're right, but my hands are tied. Then they go to the legislature, and they say, you're right, but my hands are tied. And at some point, you got to find out who's tying whose hands. And what it is in America is we actually determine the laws in the land. We're the ones that put legislators in office. And we have to start putting people in office who have God's value system about raising children, and it's very important, that this is so, we've gone so far past that. If you're listening right now, you probably have hair standing on the back of your neck. You're thinking, no, it's like, yes, because we're looking at a society right now that's flipped because of not doing it God's way. And she was able to utilize the government system to come against a father who just told her don't go to the party, because of her grades. And it's just little superficial things. There was nothing. It was just nothing, And battery's the definition. And people don't know what we don't even know what the law actually means, But battery just means this: touching somebody without their permission. So you could take your finger and slightly touch like a hair on somebody's head, or you could touch their shirt. That's battery. It's different. Aggravated battery is when you actually you do that, but you cause harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but people hear the word battery and they think, oh, it's like, no, it just means touching somebody without their permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have to get God's perspective of this, and we're going to talk about it a little bit because, you know, you're talking to somebody who's been in ministry for a while. You're talking to somebody who, you know, was in law enforcement. I saw this. I saw the consequences of parents not doing God's discipline his way, and a government interfering with parents who are trying to do things God's way. And they partner with a rebellious child. The government literally partners with a rebellious child. And all of a sudden now the parent has the whole society's leadership, you know, at least the authorities and representatives against them.
Mm-hmm.
And all they were trying to do is, just like Proverbs says, it says, you know, Proverbs 13:24 today, he who spares the rod hates his son.
Right.
And he who loves him is careful to discipline him. And that the old statement, it's harder on me than it is you. If you truly love your kids, it's very hard. It's the last thing that you want to do.
Right.
You know, and but this is what Jesus said. We want to get the perspective because we want to stand up in our hearts with Creflo Dollar. We don't want to just join in a conversation. We want to be able to when people start to accuse our brother of anything, we want to speak into it what God says, you know, about the situation. And this is what, first of all, Jesus said. Jesus said to his disciples when who were going around doing things Jesus' way now, because he taught them his ways, and encouraging other people to do things his ways. This is what Jesus said to him in Matthew 10:18-20. He says, On account of me, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to Gentiles. But when you are arrested, think about that. When you are arrested, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you'll be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. First of all, I want to say, just because a brother or sister gets arrested, don't buy in to the system that arrested him that all of a sudden they're wrong. I mean, first of all, in America, everybody's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have VFN radio and understanding that as soon as something goes down, we have newscasters that talk for 24 hours a day theorizing why this person is guilty when they haven't even had a trial yet.
Right.
You know, which is a constitutional right, by the way. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it another time. And right now it is. In the future, it's how it's going to be if we don't. And they have everybody convicting this person before they even go to court and the evidence is presented. We're innocent until proven guilty. That's a constitutional right. And we have a right to a trial with a jury of our peers, people in our, you know, which is a constitutional right as well. And so Jesus said, when you're arrested. So the fact that, you know, our brother Creflo Dollar got arrested, first of all, that means he got arrested. Doesn't mean anything in the context of what was right and what was wrong. Then you got to hear what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Because being arrested could be the greatest treasure you're going to have to be able to, you know, even Paul, it's called the prison epistles. Half the New Testament was written in jail. Right?
Mm, right.
And then he says, you know, when this happens, you know, and this is where we really can be offended, obviously.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? This is when you can lose the ability to love.
Yeah.
You know, die, you gravy sucking pig. But he's coming out, you know, and he's been humiliated by his own family. You know, this is a man that stood for God in Atlanta. He stood for brothers that's gone through difficult times. My heart just breaks for him. And but he says this when they stick the mic in his face. He says, I love my daughters. I love my daughters. And that's what he says right here in his word in Proverbs. You know, 13:24, he who spares the rod hates his son or daughter, obviously, and he who loves them is careful to discipline them. The word of God is very specific about, you know, that if you love your children, you're not going to withhold discipline from them. You're going to, I mean, it's just not, it's, as you can tell, I mean, a society's defaulting to the area of, I'm just not going to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, thank you very much. We appreciate the pain. Now, just because you discipline your child does not mean your child's going to do what's right. But guaranteed, if you don't even try,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? It says, train your child in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from it. Sometimes you just got to wait till they get old.
Yeah, right.
But at least they have a foundation, you know, in regards to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but God's perspective is, is that Creflo Dollar, you know, was right in telling his daughter, no, listen to me. You know, you're not going to be going to a party or, you know, which is, you know, this is what parents are dealing with. This is what you're dealing with as a parent. You have this whole system coming against you when you're trying to actually just raise your children in a way that's honorable to God and honorable to you as their parents. And you look like an oddball because most of the society, and including those who call themselves the church, have bought into the world's way of doing things, mm-hmm. you know? And so, but he goes on to say in Colossians 3:28, you know, what's God's perspective of this? He says, children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. So Creflo just should have been able to tell her, your grades are bad, not time. You got to bring your grades up. And mm-hmm. she should have been, okay, Dad, I'll bring them up. Right?
Right. That's right.
All right. Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Proverbs 29:15, the rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother. You know, and this is important because I'm going somewhere with this. You know, I'm going somewhere because you have people that are saying, like, I can't believe that you would spank your children. I can't believe that you, and they have people, parents are getting arrested. Obviously, Creflo, you mm-hmm. know, and, but bless his heart, you know, he's like, yeah, I'm going to do what's right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do what's right. And it was just, you know, I just admire him for that, you know. And one day she's going to see, you know, my dad loved me enough, you know, in the midst of all this of being known around the world, he still loved her enough to do what was right because he could have just let her go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Proverbs 23:13 says, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with a rod, he will not die.
Right.
And listen, I'm talking to you from you know, 10 years of law enforcement, almost 10 years of law enforcement. I'm talking to you as a parent. I'm talking to you as recently seeing somebody who wasn't disciplined, who couldn't discipline, who wouldn't listen to instruction, and he's dead. He's dead. He died on the streets of Pensacola in Florida. And so, you know, this is true. This is what God says is true. And, of course, it's one of the Ten Commandments, you know, Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and mother. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord has given you. So you got a long life, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying this for this reason that, you know, America's way of parenting, you know, all these parenting organizations and these marriage concepts and all, if they're not God's way, it's, you know, you're picking men's philosophies and you're nullifying the power of God and you're in the very thing where you need the power of God in it, you mm-hmm. know? And I'm coming from a law enforcement perspective, you know, I've seen the consequences of government intervening with raising children. You know, they tell parents not to spank their children, not to discipline them in the way that God says to do it. Yet when God's truth comes to pass and the same children that they wouldn't let them discipline, or they manipulated the parent to say, I will actually do what happened to Creflo. You know, I will totally just attack you and humiliate you and all these kind of things. And all the parent backs off or whatever. They become a menace to society, you know, because of that. And so society suffers. The same society the government's over, you know, that we put in office, so their hands are not, they're tied by us, so we can change that. We can untie them hands, right? We can untie them from office. And so then, so the same government is complaining about the crime, and they're complaining about all these menaces to society and these different things going. They're complaining about it. Mm-hmm. But yet, hey, you're the one that actually caused it back here when you didn't partner with that mother when she was disciplining mm-hmm. her son or daughter, or that father when they were disciplining that son or daughter, or you didn't partner with that father when everything wanted to push him out of the household and you ran him off and now there's no father in there. And you can look at the statistics that we have for that without a father in that child's life, it is dramatically horrific, you know, and there is hope. You can't be, it's not over for anybody, but just everything attacks that kid. You know, and so, and what happens, the same Look at this, man. Mm-hmm. The same government that told you couldn't discipline your kid, that mm-hmm. threatened you if you ever done that again, that humiliated you mm-hmm. for even thinking about it, that took a mugshot of you like that dead Creflo Dollar, and all that. The same government who did that, let me tell you what they do. Because listen, I'm coming from the perspective that I've been a law enforcement officer, and this is what they do to that same kid. This is the kid they told you that you couldn't spank. Mm-hmm. This is the one they told you that you spanked too hard. Mm-hmm. This is the one they told you that, you know, you shouldn't have sent them to the room like that. You mm-hmm. know, all these different things. You shouldn't have had them skip a meal or whatever. This same government then arrests your son, arrests your daughter. And then they actually take metal devices mm-hmm. and they take the kid's hands and they put the kid's hands behind their back and they tie their hands together with things called handcuffs.
Right.
Now, hold on a minute. Now, if you put handcuffs on your child.
Yeah.
You'd be, you know what I'm saying?
They'd bury you.
But the same government will come and arrest your kid and they will put handcuffs on metal handcuffs. Think about this. Mm-hmm. And if they can't get to the kid to be able to put handcuffs on them, they'll take out a taser electrical device that shoots wires and needles into their skin. And I'm not against law enforcement. You got to do what you got to do. I think, you know, I'm just telling you what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, because they didn't partner with us on that end, this is what they're dealing with. And then they'll shoot 65,000 volts of electricity through your son or your daughter until they fall to the ground and shake like a wet dog. And then they'll roll them over and pull these needles out of their skin and then put the metal devices on as they pull their arms around their back. And then if the kid is still fighting and not doing what's right, they'll actually take a hobble restraint mm-hmm. and they will take the kid's legs, his ankles mm-hmm. or her ankles, and they'll tie them up like you do at a rodeo, where you wrap the cow's legs up. And then they'll do that around their ankles. And then they'll pull their feet behind their back and they'll hook a hook on the handcuffs. So basically their feet are touching their hands behind their back.
Wow.
Behind their back. Mm-hmm. And then get this. This is the same people that says you can't spank your child. This is the same people that just arrested Creflo Dollar.
Yeah.
And this is what happens every single day in our society. And let me tell you something, church. We have to wake up. Nobody's hands are tied. We can change who's in office. We need to change it from top down to the left to the right, from the governor to the legislature. Everybody, listen, we've got to be in all these little agencies that are taking your children and all these different things. They're ran by tax dollars. If we got to totally just quit taxing to shut down all these places to be able to say, wait a minute, we're going to go back to raising children's God's ways. Because this is what they do to your kid. I'm going to go a little bit further. I'm just hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm hot here. I'm just upset what happened to Creflo Dollar, but I've seen it happen to many, many fathers that have stood up, you know, and to do what's right. And you can see why a father doesn't stand up again, possibly because of what happens. And then after they've shocked your child with thousands of volts of electricity, tased them, after they put metal devices around his arms behind his back or her back, after they hobble restraint their feet to their hands, and they have to do this if they're kicking and screaming. Listen, I mean, they can't let kick the cruiser windows out. Then they actually take your kid and they have a little small boxed in cage, like a dog cage, if you would. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a kennel you keep your dog in. And they put it in the back of a car seat. Mm-hmm. And they actually put your same kid that they wouldn't let you spank in this cage with their feet. Oh, they're laying on their belly. Their feet are tied to their hands. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. Are you starting to see yet? This is stupid. This is stupid. So then you go to court, you know, you go into the, they go take you to the, they take your same kid they wouldn't let you spank, you know, to the jail, and they actually lock them up. First, they pat them down. They check every crevice of their bodies. Mm-hmm. You know, they take all their belongings from them. They take them back to different places, do different things. They spray them down with chemicals, you know, in case there's something on their body. So they're sitting there butt naked, being sprayed down with stuff that kills things. So, you know, the kind of, you know, all the things, I mean, in total humiliation, just search everything that they could search on the human body. Mm-hmm. And then they put him in the slippers and some ugly jumpsuit and put him in a place that's like a 8x8 room, block room with a hard metal bench with a mattress about an inch thick that has like bars, like it's a jail cell. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch more, but just think about it. And then they actually stand over them with guns. And they say, if you do such and such, I'm going to shoot you. Can you imagine?
Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine? You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine that?
Right.
And so, but this is what they do. The very ones that said you can't spank your kids, they're standing over your kids with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so then, they'll take him before the judge, him or for the judge. They will determine what they're going to do with him based off, you know, same thing you do to your kid. You know, you bring your kid in and say, what happened? What'd you do at school? What happened? Your teacher's saying this. And you're deciding what you're going to do, and you find out if your kid has done wrong. And so then you choose to discipline based on that. Well, that's what the judges are doing, but they won't let you discipline the way that they're disciplined. But look at your kid's already been, you know, hobble restraint. He's already been stunned with 65,000 volts. She's already had her hands tied to her legs. She's already been locked in a cage behind a car. She's already been patted down and searched and put in a humiliating jumpsuit, locked in an 8x10 cell. I mean, my goodness. And then they bring them into the courtroom where they're in leg irons. They have like leg irons around them and their hands cuffed behind their back, probably in some striped orange suit or something, and sit there as they decide if they're guilty or not and have a, you know, they'll determine that and throw all these people and sometimes with cameras on them.
Right.
So the whole world could see this. And then, if they determine that they're guilty, they'll actually lock them up in this small little cell, you know, for 10 years, wow. 15 years, 20 years, sometimes life. Sometimes they even take your child and strap them down with leather straps to a table. They stretch you out like you're being crucified on a flat table, stretch out their arms, and they take a needle filled with chemicals and they inject it into your kid's arm so it can kill them.
Right.
Death by lethal injection. Mm. Or they'll even put your kid in an electric chair and they'll put a wet sponge on their head. They'll strap their arms and their ankles down with leather straps. Mm-hmm. And they'll make sure the electrodes are all over their body. And then they'll flip a breaker switch and allow amperage, not just to volts, because volts don't kill you. Amperage killed you. And they'll let amperage go through your kid until they're actually burnt, until they literally are just fried.
Uh-huh.
And all you wanted to do was spank your child.
Uh-huh.
That's all you wanted to do. We've gone so far, Pat. We've gone so far from God's way of doing things. And the same government that's telling you that you've spanked too hard or that you shouldn't have spanked at all, look what they do if you don't.
Right.
You know, God has a way of disciplining that he tells us that we have to go by what his way is. He says, foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from them. If we keep doing what's happening, and we can repent, and we talked about, you know, in last week, you know, repentance is this big, huge ship that's got to turn around, you know, and everybody's, you know, like, yeah, because they're pointing at one or two things, but repentance is this big, huge turn. And part of that repentance is family's got to function again the way God said it, not the way the world said it. The church family. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the world here. It's, you know, VFN Radio is for the church, for those that have gone astray, and those that the Lord is leading back to himself.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're not trying to tell the world what to do. But as Americans, we can vote for who's going to be in office, you know. And if their hands are tied, they're tied by us, but we can untie them by loosing them from their office. We need to find out. We need to ask questions on our value questions on the voters' guides. We need to ask direct parenting questions. You know, what do you think about Ephesians 6:1? You know, children should obey your parents. What do you think about Proverbs 29:15? The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother. You know, what do you think about Proverbs 23:13? Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with a rod, he will not die. You know, we forget that that man sitting in that lecture chair was a boy one day.
That's right.
You know, and just maybe, and it's not guaranteed, but listen, it's guaranteed if you don't. The Word of God says you're a partner to their death if you don't discipline. But what's happening now, and it's almost because I believe that the American church is turning away from God. We got to turn back to God. Turning to God doesn't mean I'm going to start bringing him up more often. It means I'm going to say his ways are right, and I'm going to begin to pray for grace to walk in his ways is what I'm going to do. And so when about parenting, listen, Creflo Dollar did the right thing in disciplining his child, you know, saying if your grades are wrong, you need to go to, you don't need to go to the party tonight, you know, and then she's fighting against him. I mean, it doesn't even look like he even used a rod or anything. I mean, he didn't spank her or nothing.
Right.
It's like, you know, and so, and then she calls the law, who will eventually, you know, do all these things to her that she doesn't know about. You know, if she can't handle authority, that's where she'll end up.
That's right.
You know, we're seeing a lot of people, even in Occupy Wall Street, you know, some things happening to those young people. They're shocked that they get tased and hit with nightsticks and, you know, all these different things and arrested and cuffed. And so I just want to give you that perspective. That the same government that's telling you can't raise your child that way, that's how they're going to treat your child. So don't, I mean, you know, you got to be wise and find out, you know, what your law says. Like in the state of Florida, I believe, you know, it says that you can spank your children, but you have to really find out what it is. And if it's wrong, you need to change your legislation. You need to change, as a matter of fact, go to you can see this. I got this is posted. Some of the stuff is posted up on the VFN TV blog. You can see some of the stuff we talked about and we're going to talk about on the blog right there. But it has this little cartoon that I talked about earlier in the week about how a bill becomes a law. Yeah, remember I told you about the song I was joking around? You know, I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. But it takes you through a process of how you as a citizen can carry a make a bill, what you're saying, hey, I think there needs to be these laws changed in parenting. And so you can actually present that to your legislature. They'll actually write up a bill, and then they'll take the bill through Congress, and they'll take it through the Senate, and all of a sudden, then that bill becomes a law, and now you have a law that supports you in parenting. We're going to have to turn the tide in this. We're going to have to turn the tide in this, and we need our government partnering with us on the easier side, which is backing parents up to discipline their kids when the police officers show up, you know, and they're doing their job, you know, in regards to that. But when they show up, they need to know the laws behind them saying, listen, I support your father. I support your mother and I stand with them. This is a law that says they have the right to discipline you. When your father told you, you're not going to this party, you should have listened to your father. And then they walk out, and that empowers that parent, that empowers them. And the child has to choose. The child has to choose, you know, am I going to do what's right or not? And God will deal. You're only responsible for your child up until the point that they move in rebellion. They refuse to listen to you. God's not going to hold you accountable for a child that doesn't listen to you.
Right.
And when you've done everything you can do, and they won't listen to you, at that point, they're God's.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we have a lot more to talk about that, and you know, and realize this: if you raise your children in the way they should go, even if they go on a journey, and just like we went on a journey, that you know, God can find them just like He found you, and forgive them just like He forgave us, and He can restore them. But either way, we need to stand with our brother Creflo Dollar in Atlanta and understand that's God's perspective. You can see those scriptures on the VFN TV blog. You can see them on. Yeah, the VFN TV blog, also about some of the things I talk about law enforcement, and you know, you've seen it. I mean, if you ever watch, what is that police show they have? Cops, you know, bad boys.
Oh yeah,
what you gonna do? Yeah, and so, that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna come for you.
That's right.
And your child, if they don't let you discipline your child, they'll eventually come for your child. And what's happening is it's a satanic strategy from second heaven that if they get you to stop parenting your child the way God says, then they will possibly take you like they just did for Creflo, or they will eventually take your child. It's like this whole generation now, most of it, is in such deep rebellion. But you know what? In the midst of that, like we talked yesterday, that God can move and all that, and these will be our next leaders. You know,
that's right.
God could totally turn them around. But we'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.